You just listened to the song Cossacks Were Riding by Tin Sontsya, a Ukrainian music band. Cossacks were riding and they sang a song about that, how they loved and how they fought for their native land, for parents and friends, and for the maiden singing that rings in the meadow. The lyrics tell us a story about heroes of Ukraine's national history, Cossacks, whose life, striving for freedom and values built on honor, dignity and love for the homeland, laid the foundations of modern, democratic Ukraine. Who are those heroes of the past, and how are they present today? Imagine a man with his hair cut bald, except for a swastika on top, with a thick mustache, dressed in a loose white shirt and white dark clothes trousers. Probably a former peasant, but possible a nobleman. And a rebel, perhaps. The man has a horse and sometimes a young boy as an assistant, a so-called jura. The Ukrainian Cossacks were a martial society formed in the 15th century. Initially, Cossacks were portrayed as venturesome men entering the Ukrainian wild steppe to gather food, hunt and make handicraft goods. Eventually, various peasants fleeing from their owners, together with adventurers from the nobility and other social strata, banded into a military democratic state, becoming a powerful player on the table of European politics. Their raids against Crimea unsettled the Ottoman Empire and joined Cossack-Polish attacks on Moscovia, former medieval Russian state, shook the throne there. The 16th century Christian European coalition considered Cossacks as the important allies in their opposition against the Ottomans. Let's discover how Cossack state was formed, what institutions did it have, and how did it establish the world's first constitution. The formation of Army of Zaporizhia, in Ukrainian we will say Vysko Zaporizhske, a Cossack state, originates from the middle of the 16th century. Back then, the first siege and administrative and military center of the Ukrainian Cossacks was formed. Each siege had its own hetman, the head of executive power, who could be elected by Cossack Rada, a general Cossack assembly. Although sieges had their own army, they were not states. Only under Bohdan Khmelnytsky, Ukrainian most famous hetman, in the middle of 17th century, all sieges were united into a Cossack state. The territory of the state was about 200 square kilometers, no less than one-third of the modern Ukraine size. By the end of 1648, beginning of 1649, the Army of Zaporizhia, a Cossack state, already had all the main signs of statehood: its own territory, publicity of the government, and management apparatus. The state also had its own national attributes: the head mace, flags, the hetman's bunchuk, and the seal of the Army of Zaporizhia. And, of course, international partners. Bohdan Khmelnytsky established international relations with the Ottoman Empire, Swedish Empire and the Crimean Khanate, which was a separate state of Crimean Tatars in 17th century. The Ottoman Empire and the Crimean Khanate were the military allies of Cossacks in a war with the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealths, where they later recognized the self-government of the Army of Zaporizhia and its hetman in 1649. The power branches were clearly divided, granted limited responsibilities to the authorities. For example, hetman was the military commander-in-chief and he had to approve the written correspondence with the general foreman, the highest body of executive power under hetman. If hetman violated the freedoms of the Cossacks could voice it in the Cossack Rada, and then it was the responsibility of the general court to give a verdict. These state-forming principles were declared by Cossacks in 1710's Constitution of Pelep Orlyk, the first constitution in the world, introducing regulation of the three main branches of government in the state – legislative, executive, and judicial. Besides this, the Constitution of Pelep Orlyk approved the borders of the state, pinned the single face of the Eastern Orthodox Confession, and declared the geopolitical course, namely the restoration of the ancient brotherhood with the Crimean Khanate and their intention to sign a treaty with the Swedish King Carl XII. What we can read from the Constitution is the evidence of the connection between Ukrainians and Crimean Tatars and the desire to establish diplomatic ties with Europe. Now, what about democracy? The relations in the Cossack state were built on justice, equality, respect, morality, honesty, consistency, and both civic and moral responsibility. How would Cossacks use these values? Let's consider the warfare. Although in times of war and military campaigns, a temporary leader with absolute authority was elected, democracy remained untouched. He was allowed to make decisions by himself and even punish soldiers by death. The important thing is that this concentration of executive power could only last until the end of the campaign. Afterwards, this campaign leader had to step down and bear all the responsibility for the campaign's results. Thus, authoritarianism never gained success. Because of the consensus of the Cossack society, the democracy has to prevail. Impressive for the 15th and the 16th century, isn't it? Nevertheless, the heritage of Cossacks went through history without ever dying. The story of the wild, freedom-loving Ukrainian soldiers developed into a national source of glory. It is mentioned in our national anthem and seen as an inspiration for other soldiers fighting for independent Ukraine throughout centuries. Continuing the old-time tradition of the state formation in the 20th century, Ukrainians shaped their own state. During the World War I in 1917, the Russian Empire, governed by Romanov's dynasty, was overthrown by Bolsheviks, Russian communism-based wing. The empire was overwhelmed with Bolshevik revolution and a total mass permeated. No ruling party, no imperial, no legal order. At the same time, Ukrainians residing in their ethnic territories occupied by Russian Empire made the most of the time and proclaimed their own republic. Aiming to make Ukraine independent and internationally recognized, Ukrainian political forces united and founded the Central Council of Ukraine, the representative national body. With a fourth universal state political decree signed by Ukraine's Central Council, Ukraine gained its independence in January 1918. From that moment, Ukraine became a self-existing free sovereign state of Ukrainian people and was named Ukrainian People's Republic. Soon after proclaiming independence, Ukrainian People's Republic began to capture international recognition. With the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk signed in February 1918, Ukraine's sovereignty was acknowledged by Germany, Austria-Hungary, Bulgaria, and the Ottoman Empire. In November, with the Directorate emerging as the highest body of state power, we might have found Ukrainian embassies in Berlin, Brussels, Geneva, Helsinki, London, Munich, Hague, Paris, Stockholm, Zurich, and many others. Besides, the state expanded over vast territories belonging to Ukrainian sense of identity. As of January 1919, the territory of the state was 1.6 times larger than today's Ukraine size, including all Ukrainian ethnic lands. Representing the interests of the society of all strata, Making the state a subject of international law and giving Ukraine a rebirth after the formation of Cossack state, creation of Ukrainian People's Republic was a turning point in Ukraine's history. The myth lived on. Today, modern Ukrainian soldiers confronting Russian forces in the ongoing offensive still see themselves as descendants of Cossacks. And it's not the mere symbolism as the principles of Cossack warfare are used today. The Ukrainian army as a whole is incredibly similar to the Cossacks. It all works like a well-set-up and oiled machine where relationship between soldiers are built on Cossack values. Furthermore, in the recent offensive in eastern Ukraine, the Ukrainian army used a tactic that might be inspired by the Cossacks. During the offensive, small groups driving weaponized Humvees and Bushmasters broke through the defensive lines and then took over and liberated vast territories incredibly fast. This tactic seems similar to cavalier Cossacks swiftly attacking enemy lines. Червона калина охилилася, чогось наша славна Україна зажурилася. This song became an anthem of the full-scale invasion this year. It became a semi-official hymn of the war. The words were written by a Ukrainian regiment fighting in the World War I. The music, however, is an old Cossack song, written in the 17th century. It covers the hard times Ukraine's gone through, but also how we, as Ukrainians, can overcome them together. Tracing Ukraine's story of democracy formation and its infinite urge for freedom in the faces of Cossacks, we may see its value. The Cossack state is primarily about free people who aspire to build a free country. Going through the decades, it didn't vanish but entrenched in Ukraine's mentality instead. And most importantly, it made its mark on today's fight for freedom and identity. With the spirit of Cossacks, aren't we meant to win? Glory to Ukraine!